U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill said Wednesday the North Koreans have not responded to China's efforts to bring them to the negotiating table. He called Pyongyang's attitude discouraging.
China's really trying. We're trying. Everyone's trying except, unfortunately, the DPRK.
Hill says Chinese officials now in Pyongyang had yet to get all of the appointments they requested. The United States had hoped that China, as North Korea's chief supplier of food and fuel, could use its leverage to convince Pyongyang to return to talks on its nuclear weapons programs. Hill was dispatched to Asia after North Korea's July 5th missile tests in the Sea of Japan to coordinate a response. The United Nations has delayed voting on a U.S.-backed Japanese resolution to sanction North Korea. Pyongyang's neighbors are divided on the issue. It appears little progress was made on a consensus response. China Wednesday urged the United States to comply with Pyongyang's demand to lift financial sanctions against North Korean businesses. Pyongyang has made that a condition of returning to nuclear talks. Hill, however, rejected that demand and repeated Washington's position that the restrictions are a response to illegal money laundering and are not related to the missile and nuclear issues. At the last round of talks in September, North Korea promised to, in principle, dismantle its nuclear programs in return for economic aid. There has been no progress on how to implement these pledges. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Shinzo Abe, on Wednesday reaffirmed Tokyo's call for tough sanctions against the North. Abe, however, said that 8 UN Security Council members, including the U.S. and Japan, have agreed not to set a deadline for a vote on sanctions.
While our policy of aiming towards a rapid vote has not changed, Japan and the United States have agreed that there should be no set deadline. But if nothing has been accomplished after a reasonable period of time, then we still want to see the resolution adopted.
China, like Russia, opposes sanctions on North Korea. South Korea wants the international community to condemn the North's missile launches, but says sanctions are not the way to go now. The South Koreans had their first ministerial-level meeting with North Korea on Wednesday since the July 5th missile tests. The South's delegation warned the North Koreans to give up the launches, saying they could hurt efforts to build relations between the two countries. The North's negotiators repeated its request for food aid. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.